The First Amendment promises freedom of speech. This means that we have a right to use images and words to express ourselves, and not only in the context of a political campaign. Our art, our poetry, our creative writing are also all protected by the Constitution. The criminal law protects us too. It can be a crime to threaten another. Should the threats become what the law considers true threats, the state can step in and punish criminally the one who made them. The clash between the First Amendment's freedom of expression and the criminal law can be especially difficult when it comes to art. When a painting, for example, seems to glorify a violent act, or when a play's dialogue outlines a murder. And courts have been called upon to decide how far artists or writers may go in embracing violent themes before their expression can be suppressed for threatening others. Last week, we heard and read about the Virginia Tech shooter and his many startling words. His plays scared his fellow students. His poetry alarmed his teachers. Several said that they thought that he would kill others, that they knew immediately that he'd been the one behind the gun on April 16th. His writings had alerted them long ago, they said. But violence is part of our culture. When does a fixation on violent video games, for example, show a potential for dangerousness? When do words like the ones written by the Virginia Tech shooter, "You don't think I can kill you? Gotcha," become red flags enough to transform a play into a threat? The courts have confronted the question most directly in cases involving high school students, and the outcomes, not surprisingly, aren't uniform. It's tough to draw a clean line between threats and art. Both are subject to interpretation and often purposely ambiguous. Here's what one court wrote about an angry and grisly story that created a stir at a Wisconsin high school. In the context of a creative writing class, the story does not amount to a true threat. Regarding a scary and disturbing painting that showed a police officer dying from a bullet wound to the head, as an expression of an idea or intention, a painting, even a graphically violent painting, is necessarily ambiguous because it may use symbolism, exaggeration, and make-believe. As one court put it, although schools are being asked to do more to prevent violence, the Constitution sets limits as to how far they can go. That case, all the more chilling in the wake of last week's events, involved a poem titled Last Words, in which a gunman enters a classroom and shoots 28 people to death. Not all courts have been as understanding, certainly, and the unprecedented scale of last week's tragedy may well push courts to redraw the boundary separating free expression from unlawful intimidation. Surely the next English major whose writings revel in violent imagery can expect closer scrutiny from teachers. After Virginia Tech, that's inevitable and probably appropriate. Cho's brutality last week left 32 mothers, fathers, sons, and daughters dead, and countless others in unspeakable grief. In all likelihood, he can also count some measure of our freedom of expression among his victims as well. I'm Amy Guida.